Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from a beautiful scripture from the book of Philippians, chapter 4 and verse 13. It reads, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My brothers and sisters, self-help books sometimes claim you can change your life in 5 or 10 simple steps. It takes a lot more than that to make substantial and lasting changes in your life. First of all, change comes by drawing on a power greater than your own, and that is God's power. Apostle Paul beautifully writes, in the same chapter, verses 12 to 13, he says, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Secondly, change comes from steady and determined hard work and effort. That's why Apostle Paul writes to Galatians in chapter 6, verse 9. He says, let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Amen. Very beautiful scripture. Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. The key is to understand that the bad day does not make you a failure. It doesn't last. It's just a bad day. After you have had one, and all of us have, you just start back on track the following day. Don't give up. Life is a sequence of ups and downs, stops and starts. Tomorrow is a brand new day. Today is a brand new day. What's necessary now is to revive your promise to make changes in your life and start from the place you left off. If you need to, seek God's forgiveness, forgive yourself, and begin walking forward again. Make your goal your focus, not the fact that you slipped up. Don't get caught up blaming others or yourself. Let it go and move on. Realize that the next time you come up against a difficult situation, and you will, in God's strength, you will handle it better. Hallelujah. We all go through challenging times. It all depends how we handle it, how we overcome it. And we need the help of the Holy Spirit and the wisdom of God to overcome those obstacles and hindrances in our lives and to walk successfully. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. You are a good God. You are a great God. You are a mighty God. You are an awesome God, the Holy One of Israel, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And we are grateful to you, Lord. Lord, as Apostle Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, we know when we have you, we can do everything. Abba Father, we thank you. We need you, Lord. Even today, we need your grace and your mercy to abound us, upon us. Lord, we need your Holy Spirit to live within us and to lead us and to guide us besides the still waters and green pastures. We need you to direct our ways, O God. Lord, your word says that the steps of the righteous men are ordered by the Lord. Order our steps today, O God. Take us to the places where you want us to go. Lord, for your word tells us that you are the glory and you are the lifter of our head. Today, Lord, as your people step out into their jobs, into their businesses and running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them. Lord, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. Lord God Almighty, I also thank you, Father, for the ones who may be grappling with the health conditions. Your word has promised that, oh Father, that healing is the birthright of the believers. And we believe and we receive our healing, believing that Lord on the cross of Calvary bore our sicknesses and our diseases. And your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We receive our healing in faith in Jesus' name. And I speak healing to your flock in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, you will receive all glory and honor, dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.